No, because he doesn't really. He doesn't have much of a.
Sorry. Not thick enough. Let's try. This one. Hi, Don and Mike show. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill. Who is it you'd like us to call and why?
I want you to call my boss, Paul, because his breath stinks because he smokes cigarettes. And then when you try to get up too close, he's always walking up on you trying to talk to you like whisper. And it's incredible.
Now, the only reason I like it is because he said it's his boss. Now, is your boss at work now?
Yeah, he is.
Aren't you worried that you'll be fired if you say your boss has bad breath?
I'm a Teamster. He can't fire me.
Good answer.
Hold on a second, please.
Cigarette breath stinks.
Hold on. That's not bad. And I know you thought, Mike, like I did, that maybe the crap detector there.
But no. Yeah, he was quick with the Teamster.
He did the right answer. Look for the union label.
Can't fire union.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hi, Don. Who do you want us to call, my friend?
My coworker, Patty, Patricia.
And Patty? Okay. Why Patty?
I would like to congratulate her on being a 47-year-old great-grandmother.
Wow.
Stop the presses. We have a winner.
That is simple. Simple and cruel.
Hold on a moment, please, Don.
She's a co-worker?
Co-worker. Do we have the number? What's her name?
Patty. Let's
Hold
call
on.
Her.
Hold on, please.
Okay. So I took the butcher knife and I put it up to her neck.
That's a good...
That's what so is great. It? It's so. It's not. It's just unique.
Patty, are you 47? Yes. On behalf of your coworker Don, congratulations for being a great grandmother. Mike, that is babies having babies
that
having
is
babies.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, hold on, Don. Hold on. That's the winning one. That's the
Patty?
That's the call we're gonna make.
Hi, Patty.
We've done this a few times. That may be the most unique as far as just laying it on her.
And what's great is it is just a quick something you would want to say to somebody, yeah. And you'd never have the nerve.
And, of course, you have to give, Don credit. Don called and wanted us to tell you on behalf of all of
47.
Don, congratulations on being a 47-year-old
great-grandmother.
Killer!
Yahuwah. Oh, you got her?
Okay. All right.
Hold on. Here we go. Let's welcome to the Don and Mike show now, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi, Patty. You're on the radio, and we have this guy, Don. Now, he's just going to have to say hello to you. Don, here's Patty. Just say hi to her, please.
Hello, Patty. How are you?
Hi, Don. What's going on?
All right. Now, that's Don. We're going to send Don away now.
All right, Don.
Put him on hold.
Putting him on hold. Patty, here's what Don would like to say to you.
Very simple.
You're 47, right?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations on being a great grandmother at 47.
There you go.
Yeah, that's funny.
Jesus Christ, Patty.
I mean, Patty, what is... I mean,
Patty, I'd like to hear the...
Babies
if
having
you want,
babies having babies.
I'd certainly like to hear the ages of the kids.
Well, it's got to be... I've just done the math. Mm-hmm. Somebody was under 16. Somewhere along the ride.
They get real fertile about that. Patty, of course, this is Naked Cruelty, and we just had to tell you that. But if you'd like, we'd love to hear the ages, and maybe, no names have to be included. But
well, thank God. For that.
Who had what when?
Okay, I had my first daughter.
Yes.
When I was 10 and a half.
How old? Did you say 10 and a half?
No, 14 and a half.
14 and a half.
Wow.
Wow, 14 and a half. Okay.
That's close to statutory.
Wow, and then?
And then I had a son at 16.
Yeah.
And then I had another daughter. I waited a little longer. I had her at 19.
Uh-huh. Hey, way to have some resistance.
Wow.
And my first daughter had her first child. She followed her mother's footsteps.
Uh-huh.
And had her first child at 14 and a half.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wow.
And then there's one more, right?
Well, there's... Yes, there's one more. I guess it's the trifecta, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the most recent baby was born to how old a woman?
She was almost 15.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Almost her, Just the day before her 15th birthday.
Jesus.
You know what's almost better than great-grandmother at 47?
What?
Grandmother at 29.
Yeah.
she's only been drinking for 8 years.
Honey, you are a good sport, and for being on our show, we'd like to give you a $20 Tower Record gift card. Tower Record, TowerRecords.com. Entertain yourself.
That sounds fantastic.
She can
Thank
do
you
that.
Very much.
May we throw in a carton of your favorite smokes.
I'm not smoking. I don't smoke anymore.
Good for you.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
Thank you, Patty. Hold on a second for your prize. Hold on a second. That's Peppermint Patty.
Don't you know she quit smoking after she quit procreating?
Yeah, but it's good she quit smoking because, you know, she wants to live to see her kids graduate.
And now let's go to Don again. Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
My friend, you are a big, fat winner.
I love it.
Yeah. That's how you play that game.
Wow, oh, that's so strong.
Listen, you got the trip to... Oh, hold on, Robbie. Trip to Las Vegas. That's courtesy of Independence Air. FlyEye.com. Don't forget your happy bags. Have a great time in Las Vegas. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's just great.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
Me.
He made it up.
Buzz. Mm-hmm. So, Don, have you wanted to say that to her for a long time?
Well, yeah, but it's kind of an awkward thing. But now that the water's been broken, I guess.
repeatedly.
The water was broken when she was 14 for the first time.
Oh, that's a good one, Don.
Yeah,
really.
Well, Don, do you suppose that Patty is still active? Because it's possible she could give birth to, I guess, the child's own great uncle.
Well, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I suppose she probably is.
Keep us posted.
Okay,
yeah, please
hold on
do.
A second. That's where you lost me, Rob.
See, this, now you get into that poker thing you do.
No. I'm just thinking.
Here's how you play Dr. Pepper. Remember, Dr. Pepper's at 2, 9, 7, and 11.
And if by the time the other child was 14, they'd be brother and sister, in a way.
Buzz?
And where was she calling from, just for fun?
Sacramento.
That's right.
Yes.
What's your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Corey Clark says he has explicit proof he was with her.
Ooh. Yeah, I can get her.
Stay tuned for more news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Paula Abdul news coming up. That's very...
They're professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yes. Reverend Al Green.
Blissfully nude. Don and Mike.
We tried. Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to us by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Al Green's got a new record out. Pretty goddamn good. If you like Al Green, like I like Al Green, you're gonna like it.
You went to see Al Green, didn't you?
Yeah, great, best concert I've ever seen. To see Al Green and Isaac Hayes together.
Oh, wow.
Kid down in as they say in the ATL.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. And what's good about Al Green is that he got the God stuff out of his system. He still is into God.
Yep.
But now he can write songs about boning again.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
And sing songs about boning.
If you can't write songs about boning, why write songs?
Amen. Let's bone together. That's one of his best. And, let's bone together.
Yeah.
There's another one. You ought to bone with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not you ought to be with me.
Right.
Anyway, hi, Buzz.
And then, of course, Isaac Hayes' famous song, Bone.
Chef.
He's a bad mother.
Oh, and don't forget, Al Green had a song called Call Me, so he would have a song called Bone Me.
Bone Me. Right.
The Reverend Al Bone.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. With just seconds left in his 15 minutes of fame, American Idol loser Corey Clark is trying to stoke the fire. Through his lawyer, he says he has explicit evidence he had sex with Idol judge Paula Abdul, if you care.
What is the evidence?
He says he doesn't plan to release that information, Don, because of its explicit nature, but he does say Paula has a distinguishing characteristic. I say she's a guy.
No.
He's a creep. You know, now I think public opinion is going to go the way I feel.
Yeah.
Now I'm mad at the guy. Now the guy's gone a little bit too far.
Maybe she's got an Audi.
This is creepy. Well, you could see that if she wore a belly shirt.
I'm not talking about their belly button.
Oh. Corey says he has incriminating evidence.
You know what I mean.
Then yeah. Button down. Corey says he has incriminating evidence he'd be happy to share with law enforcement. Incriminating, as in criminal. He says he's saying this in response to the Saturday Night Live sketch in which Paula made fun of his accusations. He's also bitter about being sent home from the competition, which is why he says he won't help Fox investigate his accusations.
Hold on, how can he be so upset about Saturday Night Live when I saw a clip on the web of him on the Geraldo show Sunday night? Geraldo Rivera, Jerry gave for Geraldo.
Sure is.
He took this loser to a bar Saturday night to watch Saturday Night Live with him. And on his show, I guess Sunday night on Fox News Channel, they showed this idiot Corey laughing and going, that's a good one. She's funny. She's really good.
This is ridiculous. This is a scumbag who ought to be swept back under the carpet. Well, between Sunday night and today, he and his lawyer decided it wasn't so funny. So that's why they're making this threat that they have information.
You know what? Whatever.
Right.
I really think this is ridiculous.
And don't forget tonight about the deaf people. Just remember.
What is your call on that? I mean, are you going with are we going to get an extra night? Because, I mean, I'd like to see the results tonight.
I think if they're smart, that they're going to stretch it out. Which is what he did with Paula.
The distinguishing character.
Deaf people. The number on closed captioning, Buzz found a link to this. If you Google American Idol and, what was it, like closed captioning?
Right, yeah, I put, I don't remember, I'll find
you it. You can do it for yourself and see that last night with all the contestants, for those who are deaf, they gave the wrong telephone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that American Idol has a chance to come on tonight and say, we screwed up the vote. You got to re-vote again.
And as we said before, they do that by design just to squeeze another night of program.
Go to realitytvmagazine.com. Realitytvmagazine.com has the pictures and the proof of the mistakes and explain.
Do we have any word from Fox? Do they ever tip their hand as to what they're going to do with that? I mean, will they have some sort of press release to say they're going to do an extra night?
They did not the last time.
Okay. All right.
They haven't yet. We'll keep you posted.
See, and that's why we'll all be watching tonight.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
A former child star testifying for a former pop star. That was the big news today in Santa Maria, California, as we continue the long national nightmare known as the Michael Jackson trial.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Was it him?
No. Hello, bee-stung lips.
Macaulay Culkin, who's now 24, would take the stand to either help Jacko or to hurt him. There has been testimony in this trial that Jackson fondled Macaulay when Macaulay was young. Publicly, Macaulay has always said it never happened, and today he re-emphasized that on the stand, calling the charge ridiculous.
Homo alone.
He's going to walk. I think Michael Jackson's going to walk.
Agreed.
And during the testimony, did they talk about happy bags?
No.
Didn't they make some announcement that...